You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we have an exciting, informative and important interview coming up for you. We've got the lovely Jordan and Kristen here from Know Your Stuff Otapoti. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, Cass. Thanks for having us.
That's okay. Thank you both for being here. Talk to us a bit about Know Your Stuff, what you guys do in general. What's the general mission?
Sure. Okay, so who are we? We're a peer-run harm reduction service, and we've been going for just over 10 years. Essentially, what we do is harm reduction services, and that's mostly drug checking illicit substances and then having some harm reduction conversations.
Amazing. Always necessary. And we see you guys at festivals we used to. Where else can we find you?
Yep. So obviously we'll be at many major festivals around the country, but also we hold regular clinics here in Otapoti and in other major cities. Our regular clinics so far are monthly, held at the OUSA Clubs and Socks building, typically on Fridays from 4:30 to 7:30. We generally will publicise when our clinics are being held if people are interested in attending.
Awesome. And when we talk about going to those clinics, what tends to be, talk me through, you go into the clinic, you've bought a sample, what's happening there?
Sweet. So when you walk into the clinic, the first main things to be aware of is our drug checking service is completely free, completely legal, and completely confidential. So there are going to be no police, no judgment. We operate under a fully legal drug checking license issued by the Ministry of Health. So when you walk in, we'll greet you, we'll ask you about your day, and you'll basically say, hey, I've got this sample, I want to get it tested, whether you know, whether you have an idea of what it is or not. We'll take a really, really small amount, like about a tenth of a typical dose for most substances, and we'll check it on a fancy machine called a IR spectrometer, which basically shoots a bunch of lasers at your sample, and from there we can figure out exactly what you have, exactly what might be in there, whether there are any fillers, or whether what you have is actually being misrepresented and is actually something else. And once we figure out what you have on your hands, we'll sit down with you, we'll have a chat, kind of meet you where you are based on your experience, and kind of figure out what your plans are, and essentially inform you to the best we can so that you can make empowered decisions going ahead with whether or not you choose to take that sample.
Yeah, so I think that's there's a bit of fear or apprehension for some people with this idea that it's like an intervention or that something's going to... You guys can help dispel that. I'm sure you get that all the time.
Absolutely, Cass. As Jordan said, like, it's a confidential and no judgment service. So we don't tell people what to do or what not to do. We just provide them the information of what could be safer ways of doing things. But yeah, and we try to inform people in the non-stigmatizing manner of what they're doing and what they're taking.
Yeah, that's incredible that you're offering that. And then for people to not take this process, what are some of the dangers that they're putting themselves in? When you've tested drugs, what are some of these fillers and things that you're finding? How wrong have people been about what they think that they're taking?
Yeah, well, it varies quite a lot because there's a significant diversity in terms of what people do choose to take, and certain substances tend to get misrepresented as other things. It also varies from year to year. I think at the moment, I would say roughly 10% of samples are misrepresented and are actually something other than what they were presumed to be, which might not sound like that much, but when you think about it, that means that 1 in 100 people who are consuming a substance are actually taking something completely different. And that really adds up, and it is what we hear from our friends over in the health industry at hospitals. Drug consumption is still high and the harms are still being seen. Certain substances get misrepresented more often, certain substances get misrepresented less often. The safe thing is to just, regardless of what you are taking, just to come and get it checked, and there's no better reassurance than that.
And you guys don't just offer drug checking services, you also have information available for people to take drugs safely, and there's charts available and infographics on your website if you'd like to talk a bit more about that.
Yeah, so we've got a wealth of, I guess, like pamphlets and leaflets and all sorts of things at the clinics. People can take them away or have a wee read while they're waiting for their results, as well as, you mentioned, Cass, online. So our website, knowyourstuff.nz, has a wealth of information around harm reduction. And also there's another website that I'll direct people to. It's The Level. Is that thelevel.org.nz? And that has information on when drug checking clinics are scheduled throughout the country. So wherever you are in the country, you can look that up and find your closest one. And it also has some good harm reduction information about what, you know, safer ways of taking things, and, yeah, things like that.
Awesome. It is definitely a taboo thing that a lot of people are missing out on, and I think that puts a lot of people in danger. So it's great that we've got the great people here at Know Your Stuff who are doing it. Is there anything else, any more information that you'd like people to know about with Know Your Stuff?
I guess we could just talk a little bit about how effective the drug checking is. So obviously, at an individual level, if you find out what you've taken, what you have is what you thought it is, cool. You know, that gives reassurance, as Jordan said. But also, if you find out what you thought you were going to be taking is something else, then you can hear safer ways to take that, or, you know, you've got confidence in that way. But our research, and I believe like Otago University's run research, Victoria University's run research on the effectiveness of drug checking, but one of the points of data that comes across in, of those samples, Jordan, correct me if I've got it wrong, but of those samples checked, that came up as not what was assumed, 50% of people chose not to take it. So basically, they didn't want to take what it ended up being, so they made a different decision, and that was based on the harm reduction advice and the checking that we did.
Yeah.
There's no harm done. I think there's sort of this idea that there's the financial stake in it, that people are paying for. So I think if you're toss up is between your health and however much you spent on it, I think there's a very obvious answer there that's correct.
Yeah.
Jordan, what have you got over there?
I think overall, one way I like to describe our service is we kind of substitute in a way what you get from pharmacies for a lot of pharmaceutical medicines, meaning that when you get a medicine from the pharmacy, you know that it is what you suspect, and also it will come with a health and safety slip that says, this is how you should take this. This is who should not be taking this. These are the other chemicals that this substance might interact with, or these are particularly worrying symptoms to look out for. And that kind of information isn't particularly well known amongst a lot of people. And so I think a big part of our service beyond drug checking is just having those harm reduction conversations with people and making sure that they are informed and actually know the lowest risk ways to consume certain substances. And it's really good. Oftentimes we'll hear from people that, you know, I came in and I was told so-and-so, and I've had a much better time ever since, and I haven't had nearly as many negative or adverse effects from this substance. So I think we really do have a noticeable effect on the community. But our service is only as good as how many people come to use it, and it's only as good as how aware people are of our service.
Yeah, so that is why we're here today. You guys have got volunteers, you've got people. We need clients. We all know that there is no shortage of that stuff going around and of people taking it. But seemingly there is a bit of a shortage of people getting it tested. So when is the next clinic that people can go to?
The next clinic is this Friday. So
amazing.
In 2 days at Clubs and Socks. And yeah, so please, well, I would, you know, urge people to come, invite people to come. Like, we are non-judgmental, you know, you can come and have as much or as little of a yarn about the substance or other substances as much as you want. Yeah, it's pretty good vibes in the clinics. So, yeah, and as I said, non-judgmental. And then there'll be, we're also at Baseline and we'll be at Hyde Street. So apart from the monthly regular clinics at OUSA, Clubs and Socks, we'll be at certain events around the city. But yeah, please come. Please come.
Well, Kirsten and Jordan, thank you so much for being here and for talking about Know Your Stuff. Thank you for everything that you guys do. Would you like to just let people know one more time where they can find you guys and what they need to bring?
Yep, so you can find us next this Friday at the OUSA Clubs and Socks building from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Beyond that, we will have monthly clinics also at the OUSA Clubs and Societies building. We share a lot of social media posts about our events, so I'd highly recommend following us on either Instagram or Facebook. Actually, I think not on Facebook anymore, yeah. Just on
Let's
Instagram.
Let's not have the meta conversation.
Yeah. but yeah, so just to find out when our next clinics are, our clinics are also posted on thelevel.org. And yes, in Otapoti, we will be at Baseline Festival and at the Hyde Street Party. So you can find us there. Just bring any substance that you want to get tested, whether you think you have an idea of what it is or not. Or even just come in and ask us a question. Maybe you have already gotten something tested, but you're not sure the safest way to take it or what kind of dose to go for. We're more than happy to just sit and give out harm reduction to people, whether or not they have something to get checked. But if you do have something, please bring it in.
Kia ora, guys. Thank you for coming in and having this corridor with me tonight.
Kia ora, Cass.
Thank you.
Hopefully you guys are nice and busy over the weekend. Hopefully I don't see you guys till the weekend because you're stocked up with a bunch of lovely young people who want to keep themselves nice and safe. Hey, guys?
Mm. Absolutely.
That's what we're all doing. Oh, well, that was lovely. Thank you to Know Your Stuff and to Kirsten and to Jordan for coming in and talking to me. As far as music goes...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.